About 4,300 gallons of diesel spilled when the Colville Transport double tanker truck hit the ditch back on January 9th near milepost 164 of the Richardson Highway, about 20 miles south of Paxson. Colville and its cleanup contractors began work on the spill, but soon realized they'd be unable to remove all of the contaminated material because the fuel had soaked into the roadbed on which the highway was built.
The release that occurred at milepost 164 is specifically complicated because it did run under the roadway. And short of digging up the Richardson Highway, then there's going to be contamination mass that's left behind.
Ashley Adamczak is an environmental program specialist with the State Department of Environmental Conservation Office in Fairbanks. She says DEC officials are overseeing the resumption of the cleanup, and she says the agency, along with Colville and its contractors, are working with the Federal Bureau of Land Management, which administers the land outside of the highway right-of-way, to figure out how to remove as much contaminated material as possible without creating additional problems.
What's the slope at the excavation that we can do without causing a potential safety hazard for the Richardson Highway stabilization? How much vegetation can we remove from the surface, and how far out can we go and disturb that area for the landowners?
Adamczak says DEC, along with Colville and its contractors, have also been coordinating with the State Department of Transportation on cleaning up the contamination. She says officials with the two agencies also are talking about completing the cleanup when the Transportation Department rebuilds that section of the highway, as it's been doing on some of the worst stretches of the road over the past several years.
When they do rebuild the section of the road, what can we kind of anticipate on the front end to get ready for that removal of soil when they do rebuild the road?
Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey confirms there have been discussions with DEC on the cleanup and its complications.
We recognize that there is an issue there, and we're trying to design some solutions or some mitigation.
Bailey says the department's list of projects does include one calling for reconstruction of the Richardson from milepost 159 to 167.
The Rich 159 through 167 is currently in design. There are additional Richardson Highway projects that are also in the design phase. That said, though, construction probably is several years out, and there currently is not funding identified for construction.
Adamczak says Colville and its contractors are expected to remove some 1,300 cubic yards of soil and vegetation from areas alongside the highway before breakup, if possible. That's more than 50 truckloads with a semi-tractor-pulled dump trailer. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.